Welcome to Simple Wins, the show where we talk to the architects behind the most successful B2B firms. And we're currently in the middle of a massive project curating the 2026 B2B partnership benchmark. And we're looking for high-level strategies that actually work in today's market. And I knew I had to get Mark on the podcast today. Dr. Mark Allen is the founder and CEO of HeroForge.ai, where he helps business leaders harness AI through education, app development, in a venture studio that incubates AI-native startups. A Columbia-trained physicist and UCLA-trained physician, Mark has founded, led, and exited multiple AI and biotech companies. Mark, a big welcome to the show. So excited to have you here.
Thank you, Adam. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So you've said AI gives us godlike powers to turn ideas into reality. For a high-income professional used to being the smartest person in the room, how do they handle a $20 a month tool being smarter than their PhD?
Yeah, well, I would advise to embrace it. So we've hit the crossover point where the AI is significantly smarter than all of us, than professionals in their field, but across all fields. So the sooner that you understand that, the sooner that you embrace it, the sooner that you realize it's the most important skill that you can possibly learn today. You cannot delegate AI to other people. You need to learn it. All business leaders, all business people, pretty much every human is going to need to learn this and master it. You know, because such a small percentage of people know how to use it effectively, there is massive competitive differential advantage today. So if you learn how to use it today, you can be worlds ahead. It's like you've got the most powerful technology in your hand that other people don't really know.
Absolutely. And one thing I want to talk about with AI, because I've been playing around with it a lot, is the concept of how much time it really takes to learn. Okay, so for somebody who's, say, running or high up in management of, say, a $50 million a year company, how do they really justify spending, say, their $500 an hour salary to say, I'm going to now try to go ahead and learn AI?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's different ways to learn AI. You know, you can go and learn it on your own. There's a tremendous amount of content out on the internet to learn AI. You can, you know, use any of the AI tools and ask it to teach you AI. Those all work. But you know, really the question is, how much time do you have to learn AI? I mean, for me, it's like half of my waking hours. And it's a lot of my hobby time. I love learning AI. I also do it on time that I make. So like I'll create lessons that I'll then listen to as I'm skiing, right? Or taking a hike. I'm so passionate about it. But, you know, what I would say is if your time is valuable, then you need to leverage it properly. So work with a coach, work with a tutor. Alexander the Great became one of the most powerful people in the world. Why? Because he had Aristotle as a tutor. So if your time is valuable, you need to find somebody who's going to create leverage for your time. My team spends 50 to 100 hours every week learning what's new, using it, figuring out the difference, putting it in context, and we teach that 1 hour a week to our business leaders and high-income professionals in our mastermind program.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, really cool. And I'm curious, so what have you seen has been the biggest plays when it comes to implementing AI across all of the community members you have, all the clients that you've worked with? Where have you seen kind of the first steps that somebody should take when it comes to AI?
So the first step is learning how to use the chatbots really effectively. Okay. And so that starts with the skill of prompting. How do you speak to AI in a way that you're going to get what you want? And so that's the kind of first thing that we teach. You know, now it's actually, here's a great trick for the community that I can teach incredibly fast is, you know, the first generation of AI, it didn't know how to prompt. It was brand new. But the current generations, the newest models now have been trained on best practices in prompting. So you can actually ask them, here is the problem I want to solve. Give me a prompt to solve this problem. It'll give you this incredible prompt. And you can also take it to the next level is and ask me any clarifying questions to be able to give me a great prompt. So that's kind of the very, very first skill. And so that's just prompting, and that's language use. But then there's a whole bunch of other ways that you can enhance this by knowing how to add context to your request. So other documents, images, videos, what tools work, and then how to generate out those kinds. Now you can generate out, one of the cool things I'm doing that I taught to my community, so you can generate out spreadsheets now that are the quality of a whole investment banking team working for a month on a spreadsheet. I mean, I just did one over the weekend that's like this. It's incredible the power that these things have. I mean, they're now getting to a point where you can, Claude release something called a knowledge worker plugin. It's a little bit tricky, you know, it takes a little bit to understand how to use this thing and what tools you can use it in, but it literally bakes in the skill of knowledge workers like a lawyer, like a marketing professional, like a sales professional, and comes with pre-built connectors to different kinds of data sources. The power here, I'm telling you, is getting absolutely incredibly insane.
That's amazing. That's super cool. And I guess, so once we go ahead and we learn prompting, how do we leverage AI inside of our jobs? Like, where's the first place that we should be kind of installing AI?
Gosh, I kind of almost take it on its head. It's like, you know, what do I do now without AI? I use AI in my meetings. So in my meetings, so every single thing is recorded. So AI can automatically generate an action list from that. If there's anything that needs to be done as follow-up, AI can help to do a lot of it. I'm not at the point where I'm having AI automatically write an email and send it, but I do have it write emails for me to review. And I keep training it to get better and better at that. So yeah, there's almost nothing that AI is not touching in my life and business. It's pretty wild.
Crazy. That's awesome to know. So you're talking, I mean, it's literally going towards everything from your social media to your emails to your data to your analysis towards everything you're saying, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay. Well, very cool.
No work output that I'm doing now that's not being touched by in some way.
Incredible. Okay. No, that's fascinating. And as we're kind of moving towards an AI future, one of the things that I've been really looking at and talking to people about is this concept of what's it look like in 5 years from now? And I've heard all sorts of different arguments. I've heard people say that AI is just going to be a way to accelerate a job. I've heard other people say that AI is going to replace humans. What would be your take on that?
So I think that humans are resilient and adaptable, and that I think that AI is going to create as many jobs as it eliminates. So jobs are going to change. So the best way to think about this is an acceleration of what happened with the Industrial Revolution. So you go back a little more than 100 years ago, 90% of the U.S. population lived on farms. Most people did farm work. Okay, so should we have stopped the Industrial Revolution? No, it's actually people have far more rewarding jobs in so many ways. And I think it's going to be the same thing. Your job is going to change. So already, as AI has gotten more capable, my use of AI has changed dramatically. So I'm now using AI to help me to be creative, to think about new businesses or new products, things like that. I mean, the number of new businesses that are going to created and new number of new jobs that are going to be created out of AI is it's almost hard to imagine. This is what we just don't have our heads. We couldn't have imagined the things that we're doing today as jobs 100 years ago. So I think that's what's going to happen. Now, I don't subscribe to the doom theory. Now that could happen, right? But you know, I think the best way to predict the future is to create it. And so we have the opportunity to create that kind of future, the future of abundance, the future of human creativity and collaboration with AI.
For sure. Absolutely. So let's talk about corporations then, or not even corporations, just any business in general. Right now, you have a lot of tasks that are very evident that can be replaced by AI, whether it be data entry or research or whatever it might be, right? There's all these sorts of jobs. I've been hearing this from agencies, and I've been hearing this from software companies, especially just talking about all the stuff that they don't now need to hire people to go ahead and do. How do you view the way work will look in, say, 5 years from now? Will everybody still retain their jobs, or will a lot of those data entry jobs kind of be switched? And then how will those organizations look, or those organizational units inside of an organization? How do you think it's going to look? What's the structure?
So jobs are definitively going to change, and there will be a lot of job loss. I don't think we can get around that. I mean, it's already happening, right? So, you know, AI can handle the job of a call center agent better than a human can. This is already the case. So jobs will change. So again, people will no longer have that job. They'll have to get another job. So I think that there's a lot of work that is like that, and any company has the choice as they, you know, reduce costs in one area about what they want to do with that capital, right? So, you know, some companies will just, you know, distribute the capital, distribute the profits. You know, some companies will say, hey, we're going to invest in whole new product lines, whole new businesses, hire people. Now, probably focus on people that understand AI, how to use AI to go after new products and services, things like that. So I think that you're going to see a lot of businesses already today, right, that are doing that. They're still hiring. They're not laying off massively. They're just redeploying people in other areas that people can be better than AI, or people using AI can be better than AI alone.
Absolutely, 100%. And one of the big things that I'm kind of curious about as well with you, because I mean, you're seeing it, you're in it, right? So companies, or I guess even consultants, whatever they might be, where they're selling, say, $50,000, $100,000 packages. One of the things that we've definitely been noticing with AI is the amount of spam that's kind of coming through cold email. We're seeing mass production of social media. I mean, if I log on to pretty much any social media right now, I mean, it's pretty much just all AI slop. How do you think that sales is going to change in the future as AI slop, I guess you can say AI generated content, where everybody can have the most perfect type of content put out? If everybody's looking like a expert, I mean, what's going to set people apart in the future?
Yeah, so I think that the amount of noise in things like, you know, email marketing, right? It's just, it's just too easy. I think it's not going to work anymore. Even social media marketing, a lot of it's, you know, to break through the noise becomes harder and harder. But if you have real content, if you have real product, if you have real value, okay, it actually helps you to create more value, to communicate that value even better. So, you know, I think that the cream rises to the top. So I think you just got to focus on that. Focus on not how to create, you know, let's say slop in mass, but rather how do you create the highest quality content, services, products for your audience?
Absolutely. And how important do you think trust is going to look in the future in 5 to 10 years? How important do you think me being able to refer somebody and say, Mark is the go-to expert, for example, and saying, look, you have to go talk to them. How do you think the concept of referrals will change, or the concept of that peer-to-peer type of reviews will be impacted?
I think it's become more important now, right? You know, you're just like, you know, just in this discussion, do you trust the content that comes your way? It's probably so much of it is AI generated. So I think it's actually become more important, that human connections become more important. One of the other things though about trust is that it's not just trust between humans. It's also going to be trust between agents. So our agents are going to, AI agents are going to do much more and more commerce for us, communication for us. So it's really interesting to think about how that trust layer gets built.
Can you talk about that? What do you mean by the trust between agent to agent? How will that likely look like? How do we have our agent go ahead and signal that we are the right choice for, say, buying somebody who's, say, if somebody has a procurement agent, for example, how are we likely going to go ahead and secure that trust?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, this is the first time I'm really thinking about it, to be honest, is, so, you know, this agent-to-agent communication has exploded through this new OpenClaw technology. I'm sure you've heard of, and you know, there's whole agent social media platform where they're all the agents are communicating to one another, right? You know, there's a lot of slop in that community, to be clear. It's really interesting, but there's a lot of really interesting things as well. So, you know, so I don't think we've solved the problem by any means. I think we're just beginning to confront the problem. But if I think about it from first principles, I want my agents to clearly be able to have my digital stamp. So the other agents that communicate know that this is an authorized agent from Dr. Mark Allen. That's key. So it doesn't exist as a standard, but I can imagine that standard is going to exist. It's going to roll out here pretty quickly. We need it.
Absolutely. And if so, if our agents, if we're going ahead and almost like verifying that this is our correct agent, what do you think the other agents, the procurement agent, is going to be looking at from, say, our agents to make a determination? Because right now, agents are able to literally scrape the entire web. It's insane. And get all of the potential competitors, right? For example, there's so many different AI consultants that exist in the world. What do you think that an AI procurement agent is going to look at and say, Mark is the winning choice better than all of these other agents that are out there?
Yeah, so fascinating. You know, I think that it's going to look at some of the same things, like how SEO works, right? It'll be a lot of the same things like that. But I think that there's going to be a more refined, let me say, structured kind of data that comes out of it. So Google just, I think, I just read about this last week, released this web MCP standard where now you can effectively expose your website through an MCP standard. So the data on your website is more clearly understandable. Now it can be scraped by any kind of AI or search, you know, being able to do that for a while, but to really structure that data in a way that you want to structure it and you want other people to see it, it's kind of interesting. So, you know, I think we're going to see more of that. And so, you know, adopting those kinds of technologies and standards more quickly, if you want to grow your business in that way, is going to be key.
That's amazing. Mark, thank you so much for jumping on. Where can people go to learn more about you?
At heroforge.com.
Amazing. Mark, what a great episode this was. Thank you so much for jumping on today.
Thank you, Adam.
Absolutely. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. And I will see you on the next episode. Ciao.